The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's Archives. You have a bad Monday?
Is your apathy catching up with you at work? Do you want to unwind to some blisteringly fast and brutal thrash? Tune into Thrash Can Mondays 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's Archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a new episode of original programming.
CKUW 95.9 FM presents Shrimp Farm Dot Crypto. Former CKUW Sports Director Electric John teams up with mindfulness guitar guru Jason Eastwood to bring you the Cryptocurrency Counterculture Report. A mindful pause to your day. Jets 3.0.
Jets 3.0.
Boomer. Barry.
Me, Barry.
And many surprises.
Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying.
The analog relevance within the digital resonance. Shrimpfarm.crypto every Saturday night from midnight till 1 o'clock in the morning on CKUW 95.9 FM.
One, two, three, testing. Hello, one, two, three, testing. Hello, one, two, three.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado. We'll be right back.
space, Ace Frehley, died yesterday after a fall in his studio the week before or so. I saw something. Ace is in hospital recovering from a fall. I thought, okay. You know, I mean, he's been touring this new record. I've been following this. I've been watching the shows. He looks great. You know, he's been sober for 30 years. He's working out. He's taking vitamins, and surely a fall. But no, he has died somehow. Ace Frehley, the Space Ace, is no longer. I'm in total shock, and as I just said to my colleagues here, you know, no pun intended. You heard Rip It Out from the leadoff track from his 1978 solo record, which to this day, I mean, not only did it completely blow away the other three solo records, but to this day, it holds up. You heard it. I mean, you and the entire record. Yeah, I got to watch my time because I really want to. I'll be talking about the death of Ace Frehley probably for quite some time. So today I want to say a few things and then really just continue with music. We opened up with his cover, Kiss cover of 2000 Man from 1979's Dynasty. And that's the Rolling Stones cover from their 1967 sort of, people say the answer to Sgt. Pepper, but it's kind of a backhanded thing. Their Satanic Majesty's Request, probably my favorite Stones record start to finish. And for him to cover that in 1979 is just completely off the radar. And this is what he was like. He had such an ear, and he was so innovative, and he appreciated things that were a bit odd and a bit different. And boy, he was a great guitar player and a great songwriter. He's very underrated as a lyricist and as a vocalist. And we can touch on all that. But you heard that. I mean, he puts a spin on that that is just so, it just has such a different quality. And that holds up. I mean, you heard it. It's absolutely fantastic. So Ace Frehley, born in the Bronx. You know, he's the parent of Dutch immigrants, but he was also part Cherokee, his mom. And, you know, he's never talked about as a indigenous American artist, you know. But to me, I think of him, Link Wray, these guys, you know, just effortlessly took some effort. Cool. He was just perfectly himself. And in a lot of ways, a role model for that kind of thing. Maybe not in some of his lifestyle choices earlier on, but he never tried to be anything other than he was. And because he was just so, he's comfortable with himself. And he was just Ace. He was just Ace Frehley. And, you know, I was thinking about him as a guitar player. That signature Les Paul sound, you know, like he could write big rock anthems or power pop gems. Like he could have been in Hawkwind or Big Star as a guitar player and as a songwriter. He was very underrated as a singer and lyricist. He had such a sense of economy and sort of sly understatement as a singer, as a lyricist. But as a guitar player, I mean, he could really emote, you know, like there was a real plaintive quality and depth and honesty, like just a humanity in his guitar playing. So there we go. There's a few things. I really just want to keep music going today. Well, you know, I'm just really I'm still in shock about this. You know, if it's less than 24 hours, I mean, he's a hero of mine, such a big part of my childhood, and just well, maybe I'll touch on that when we come back. Let's hear more. This is his intro to Rock Bottom, and then I think from there we're going to go to his anthem when he formed his solo band, Frehley's Comet. So we'll sort of combine these two, but again, it shows some of the diversity and the different sounds and feels that Ace could easily accomplish. Sorry for the delay. Here we go. 95.9 CKW. How to Survive a Tornado, remembering Space Ace.
Told you so. into that fiery hole, you'll have to make it alive. When I think of how my life was spared from that near fatal wreck, if the devil wants to play his card game now, he's gonna play without an ace in his deck.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener driven, never corporate programmed. This is independent radio.
A dark light, the darkness never ends. downtown playing underground for CKUW 95.9 FM.
Kiss, Hard Times, Ace Frehley, one of his three songs that he wrote, sang on 1979's Dynasty record. And, well, we'll just tell you what you heard. And before, and prior to that, you heard Talk to Me, which was one of the singles off the follow-up record, The Dynasty, Unmasked, from 1980. And it would be the last record. And Ace had, I think, another three songs on that record. That he wrote and sang. And yeah, that was actually a big single for them in Australia. That whole record was big in Australia and nowhere else in the world at all. Europe a bit. Canada a touch, not America. By then, America was done with them. Prior to that, you heard Dark Light, which is really, I think those worked well together. So Dark Light is then from the follow-up record, Music from the Elder, which was a concept album that Gene wanted to do, kind of this medieval thing about a young boy prince that's kind of like fighting through these different challenges to to you know to discover his destiny or something. And Ace hated the idea from start to finish, and it became the last record that he was involved with at all. But that song is fantastic, and it's co-written by Lou Reed, little known fact. And you hear it. You hear the Lou Reed and their perversion and just some of the turns of phrase. But the economy of Lou Reed and Ace, I mean, these are things that are not so opposite. They were, and you heard it there. It works completely well together. They wrote a song together. And because, you know, Ace, I mean, Kiss comes from New York. They sound like New York, right? The Strokes sound like New York. There's a sound of New York. Lou Reed sounds like New York. The Velvets sound like New York. But when you sort of piece it apart, you know, Ace Frehley, I mean, Lou Reed's a character as well, right? But Ace Frehley, when he's in makeup and in character, it's just this other thing. It literally is this other being. It's not of this earth. But you take the makeup off, and you hear him talk, especially when you hear him talk, it's just a Bronx accent. And he just looks and sounds like a cab driver from the Bronx, which he was before he was in Kiss. So his sort of storytelling of New York and Lou Reed's, I just love that they wrote a song together and that I could play that today, remembering Ace. Prior to that, Rock Soldiers from the mid-80s there, when he started his new band, Frehley's Comet. And that song is about, it's a real life story of him running from the high speed chase from the police that ended with his arrest. And very lucky to not have died in that high speed chase. And that was really the main event that had him sober up. And again, just the cleverness of that, when, you know, so his way to deal with it, it's not didactic. He's not saying, hey, kids, don't drink, don't do drugs. But he's saying, hey, you know, you may want to think about these things. This is how dumb I was. And the way he talks about getting sober is he says, you know, the devil will have to play now without an ace in his deck. I mean, this is pretty amazing. You know, that's how he communicates that. And he does it in this effortless, very natural way. He's never trying to be anything other than he was, the Space Ace. Okay, let's, we got about 20 minutes. Yeah, we got, I know what I want to end with. Okay, let's just go here. Ace Frehley, 95.9 FM, remembering a true icon in modern music. We'll talk more.
This next song's an old one. I wrote it on the subways of New York. It's about a cocktail. Anybody got any idea the title of this one, maybe? I can't hear you! I can't hear you! Cold gin!
CKUW 95.9 FM, listener-driven radio in Winnipeg.
Make me.
Live from 1977. Shock Me. Ace Frehley with Kiss. This is the first song that he wrote and sang. He wrote many others, including Cold Gin, which you heard prior. That was from a solo performance, but he wrote that for the first record in 1974. But didn't have the confidence to sing it, so Gene sang it. But that shocked me is when he really came out of his shell. That's another true story about when he electrocuted himself on stage in Florida and almost died right around that time. Remembering Ace, we don't have much time left. I want to make sure we get to play the last song I want to play. So I might just start it. Ace Frehley. I mean, who made a Les Paul sing and talk and tell the stories as well as Ace? No one. Stories of New York. The most beautiful rock star of his era. I would say Ace and Debbie Harry. If Michelangelo, and I'm going back to Greek and Roman times, if Michelangelo had seen Ace Frehley, he wouldn't have done David. He would have retired. All the tension, joy, and beauty of New York City. It's all in that guitar. Safe travels, spaceman. We'll see you again on whatever planet you came from or are still looking for. God bless you. Thank you. Talk to you next week.